The success of the soundtrack albums accompanying the films Saturday Night Fever and Urban Cowboy guaranteed a market for music from any pop culture movie. Alternative rock has found its way into several movies, especially this past summer. According to commentator Mark Jenkins, the demand for these soundtracks is so great that supplies are running low.
Quick, what does this beat mean to you? Longtime Iggy Pop fans will recognize that thump as the introduction to Lust for Life, first released in 1977. It's also the attention-grabbing beat that opens Trainspotting, the fashionable black comedy about heroin addicts in Edinburgh. And it's also heard in Basquiat, the trendy docudrama about the 80s New York painter. The soundtracks are essential to these two films, and musically they're kissing cousins. So is a third recent movie, I Shot Andy Warhol. That's Luna, a contemporary New York quartet, with a version of Donovan's Season of the Witch, a song that was covered frequently in the late 60s. The 60s, however, is probably not where the band got the idea. The Warhol soundtrack features many current acts impersonating their Beatles-era forerunners. Wilco does Buffalo Springfield. Ben Lee does the Small Faces. R.E.M. does the Troggs.
I feel it in my fingers. I feel it in my toes.
It's a trend that began last summer with Clueless. For that film's soundtrack, fledgling 90s bands offered renditions of songs by their alternative rock ancestors from all the way back to the 70s. That concept has been widely imitated, and not always wisely. When a Jackie Chan action movie was recently retooled for the American market as Super Cop, its producers added a new soundtrack that includes a highly dubious Tom Jones hip-hop remake of Kung Fu Fighting.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
Those cats were fast as lightning.
The Clueless soundtrack High Concept may have also inspired some other ones. For example, Stealing Beauty, another movie about a teenage girl. Its soundtrack emphasizes female vocalists, mostly of the alternative persuasion. That's Rocket Boy by Liz Phair. Its swaggering rock is not typical of the gentle, bucolic Stealing Beauty or its soundtrack, but it was released as the first single from the soundtrack album. When a Bernardo Bertolucci film needs a lift from a Liz Phair single, it's clear that alternative rock is considered more marketable than alternative cinema. Such films as Trainspotting and Stealing Beauty use music skillfully, yet they're sometimes overwhelmed by their own soundtracks. Still, as Supercop demonstrates, things could be worse.
There was Punky Jackie Chan on a mission from Hong Kong. He said, here comes the big boss. Let's get it on. We took a bow and made a stand. Started swinging with our hands. A sudden motion made you skip. Now we're into a brand new trick.
Mark Jenkins reviewing the soundtracks of Trainspotting, Stealing Beauty, I Shot Andy Warhol, and Supercop.